Aymed standing Yechidi alone, Balaila at night. Yechidi is only if it's a mumcha. B'Shabbos or b'Kriven, because Paischem, as the Gemara is going to explain momentarily, the way the Rush is Gairis, Paischem b'Charata, and since Paischem b'Charata, therefore it's not considered a din, so you don't have to put your head to it to figure out a Pesach. Even if you could have been Matanetta before Shabbos, we still allow Het and Adarm to be on Shabbos. In fact, the Gemara about Tanya Yard, Gamliel Menachemoyev, and Nisatev, and he wrapped himself around the Yosef, and he sat. So we see you need dry shaves. Dr. Gemara, Rabbi Gamliel Sover, ain't Paisim Bacharata. That's the way the Rosh is Gairis. Gamliel holds you're not Paisim Bacharata, therefore it's like a din. Mikar Nidrabin, Mikar Nidrabin. You have to uproot it, meaning you have to find a reason that the netter never was. Therefore, by a unique. You need Ian Ahach Yosef. Nachman Savar Paisim Bacharata. I feel of Umed even standing. Amal Rabbi Rav Nachman Chazim Marhaim Rabbanon Dasim Yimar Rava. One of the Rabbanon who came from Eretz Yisrael. But Mizdakika the Rabbanon the Breder Avim Rav Huna Vishardle Nidre. But Amal and they told him Zilli Boy Rachman Anavshach. Go Davin. The Chatas that you Chatas because you sinned. Tan Rav Dima Achmed Rav Safar Yoga Anoida Vishamakai Manikra Chaytay. If you didn't stop, it is a chet. Tanya, we learned, timer lishtik on the dorm, should the duri, yef, should duri. I don't need it. I don't want it. Ain't that netter. It's not a netter, the umra klum, because that's not afara. Afara is exeris akasav that the husband can do, and therefore it needs exact language. Yafa sisa vein kamaitchim lindadarti madichani, tvar of kayamim, because for kiyam, since shtika works, so if Shad is for Kiyam, all you need is the show that you want it. Much more so than by Hafara, where the Torah gives you a right to cancel in a certain way. He should not say Mufalechi Batalechi like he says Bechayl. Eloimer like Kliva Achli Kliva Shi Vaneder Batalechi. He can tell her, take and eat, take and drink, and the netter is Batal, and we see why momentarily. Amar Rabbi Yechanan, Vitzar Shivato Belibai. Now, the question, he has to be mevatel in his heart. So with the three pshatim the Rush offered us, one and three are very similar with a slight difference, and two is totally different. And I'm going to do two first, because that's what the Rush later on learns. That pshat is...
Did Rabbi Yochanan argue on the Tanakh?
No, there's no argument. Rabbi Yochanan is an Amira. He doesn't argue on prices. That's why the Rush has three pshatim. So the second pshat is... that the hafara belev with kliva achli is a hafara. A hafara belev by itself is not a hafara, as the Gemara will say in Ein Tesem et Aleph. Hafara belev ain a mufer, that's what it says there. But the Rush's second teretz is that hafara, when it's done this way, has two parts. You can do a belev with a kliva achli. That's the two-part hafara. And Memela, Beshamai says that only works on Shabbos. During the week, you should not avail yourself of this option. And Beisil says, even during the week, that's what we're going to have in a moment, the Machloikas Beisil. But the Hafar is done in a two-step process, a combination of Machshava and Dibur. That is what the Rush learns in his second shot. In his first shot, he learns that Hafar Belev is Hafara, and that's because Hafara Belev is a Hafara, and Kliva Achli is just for information's sake. To tell the woman I was made for Belev. But ain't no chinami. Because if he tells her Kliva Achli, he obviously was made for Belev. But not because Kliva Achli is part of the Hafara process. That runs into a difficulty. That I ain't testing at Aleph, the Gemara says Hafara Belev ain't a mufer. That's why the Rush over there explains it like the second shot. He explains it like the second shot. That's what he says. And, in fact, it's interesting, and this Rush is not even here, or maybe it is somewhere else, you know, it's out of order. Right, so it changes to the second shot. So it's difficult how he's going to understand it. And Rav Lezimi Mitz learns, Hover Beliboy means he has to whisper it. And again, so there, Hover Beliboy means he didn't do anything. He didn't whisper it. And here, when it says, Hover Beliboy, that I'm talking about the Beliboy, it means he doesn't whisper it. He just is Mavato Beliba. But the first shot is difficult to understand how you learn the Gemara over there of Hafa Beliba Eina Mufar. That's what the Rush...
He
doesn't like it when we get to that Gemara. He doesn't like Rav Lezimi Mitz's shot in that Gemara because of Kain Beliba. Because by Kain Beliba, you don't have to whisper it. So we'll have to see when we get there. I mean, again, I should do it now. That way you save me do it later. The Russia wants to say over there that Havar Belibe and Amufra means he didn't think that far of a leave. Because if he did, it would work. Or if he whispered it, it would work. Either one of the two. But Havar Belibe and Amufra means when he thinks he's going to be made for it. But he didn't think the words, I'm made for. That's what the Rush says. So Kayim Belibe would have to be that he thinks he's going to be Mekayim. So that's not Mekuyim. It means at the end of the day it'll be Mekuyim. So therefore the Kayim Belibe, if Havar Belibe doesn't mean you thought the words Hafer, then Kayim Belibe doesn't mean you thought the words Kayim. So why does it work? That's the problem the Rush has with Pshat and that Gemara. If you learn that Havar Belibe Eina Mufer means that you weren't made for Belibe, because that works for Yechon and said according to the first Pshat. So it must mean you wanted to be made for it. And that doesn't work. So Kayim Belibe means you wanted to be Mekayim it, but you weren't Mekayim it. So why does that work? Answer is, we said at the end of the day it works. But that's not what's Mashma and Dakamah. Dr. Gemay Vaitur, Tanya B'Shamah, Emre B'Shamah, Smevata Belibe, B'Khoyo Maitzi B'Svasov. During the weekday, don't avail yourself of these options. Either one, he can be Mevata in his heart, and he doesn't have to say it. Again, the three pshatim and what you have to do, Mevata Belibe. I'm Rabbi Yechon the Chacham Shamer Belosh and Baal Shamer Belosh and Chacham Leomer Kol. And a Chacham that uses Hatara, I'm sorry, Hafara or Baal that uses Hatara doesn't work. Tanya says, Adover a Chacham Matar Vein a Baal Matar. She Yechon was I would think, Ma Chacham Shein Mefer, the Torah did not allow him to do Hafara. Matar, so Baal Shem Mefer and Adin Shem Matar. Tanya Leomer says, Adover, do it the way the Torah says. Chacham Matar, because it says, Le'yachol Tvaroi, and we learn that of Acherim Baichlim, others can be Meichel, and Ein Baal Matar, because the Torah never allowed for it. Tanya Yidol Zeh Adover, Baal Mefer, Vein Chacham Mefer. Shiachol. Ma Baal Shein Matar Mefer, Chacham Shem Matar, Ein Adin Shem Mefer. Tamar Loimer Zeh Adover. Again, Baal Mefer, Vein Chacham Mefer. So Zeh Adover says, stick to the text. The Torah allows a Chacham to be Matur, the Torah allows the Baal to be Mefer, and it says, Zeh HaDavar, this and only this. Each one do it their own way. Samiyat, the Torah is excluding using logic to add one to the other. Don't think of my right. Nemer Khan Zeh HaDavar, Benemer Lalon Zeh HaDavar, B'Shkut Echot. There's a Zeh Rishava. It says Zeh HaDavar here, and Zeh HaDavar B'Shkut Echot. I'll point out that the Zeh HaDavar here is not extra, because we just used it for Baal Mefer and Chacham Matar, and you can't do it, so it's not extra. But this Gemara holds that as long as the Gzeri Shava has one of the two sides extra, you're allowed to ask, make Gzeri Shava without asking questions, which is a machlokes. But this Mandi Amar, who just darshan Zeh HaDavar to teach me halacha that we have to know by Nedarim, so it is not an extra pasuk. Still, we can use it for Xeri Shabbat. This is the Rush speaks it out, not me. Therefore, you can use it for Xeri Shabbat because the Zeh HaDavar by Shchutei Chutz is not necessary for Shchutei Chutz. Again, we're going now on the Shita that's making the Xeri Shabbat. That means they don't use Zeh HaDavar by Shchutei Chutz for anything. Dr. Gemara. Nemer Khan Zeh HaDavar, but Nemer Lalon Zeh HaDavar by Shchutei Chutz. Ma by Shchutei Chutz, Ar Nevada V'chol Yisroel. Every year is equal when it comes to Shchut Echot. HaPrashas Nadarim, Iron of Honor B'chol Yisroel, that all Yisroel have a right to be Matar Nadarim. Ma'akan Rosh HaMatas, Avraham Rosh HaMatas. Now the Gemara is going to explain it. The Parashas Nadarim, Lamai Hilkos, so what are we learning out from Shchut Echot to Nadarim? I'm Rav Acha B'Yakob, Lashkos, Shaitz, and Jaitis. Iva Rosh HaMatas, Ksim, doesn't the Torah only allow Rosh HaMatas? I'm Rav Chizdi, V'tayim Rav Yechon, it's not only, it's B'yachad Mumcha. Rosh HaMatas is to tell B'yachad Mumcha. Rosh HaMatas is Shchut Echutz, the Mayogosa. What is Rosh HaMatas or Shchut Echutz coming from? Rav Shech is Loimashia Shaila Behegdish, that you can remove Hegdish like a netter. That you're allowed to remove Hegdish. That's a Chiddush that we learn now from the Gzeri Shabbat. If not, I would think Hegdish is beyond removal. Frank the Gemara, Lebe Shamed Amra, Ein Shaila Behegdish, Rosh HaMatas, Bilsim, Shchut Echutz, the Mayogosa. So what are they going to do with the Gzeri Shabbat? And the answer is Beshamed left the Gzeri Shabbat. They didn't have the Gzeri Shabbat. So now, they don't have the Gzeri Shabbat, so what do they use Zeh HaDavar by Shchut Echutz? And what do they use the Zeh HaDavar by Shchut Echutz? So Zeh HaDavar and Parshas HaDavar and Mike Ziv, so we took care of that already. So it's not an extra pasuk. right? The first Tana also agreed it's not an extra pasuk. He just told you don't need two extra psukim. Mashenkin Rabbi Shammai says we don't have the Gzeira Shava, so Zadavar comes to tell me that halacha. Zadavar b'shkut echutz, which is extra. So lechayra, what does Beshamai do with an extra pasuk? The Mike says, "Leimrav shchita chayev vein chayev ala malika." That even though the way you do birds inside the azara is malika, outside the azara you chayev for shchita and not chayev for malika. Right now, the question becomes: so how does Beshil know that halacha? The ones that do make the gzeirah shava, how do they know the halacha of shchita malika? You can't say use it for both because then you have no extra psukim. What has to be extra? So I believe the Rush brings down, learns it out from Malachi Yishchat, ala Shaykhur Ruchayev, Ve'ena Chayev Anamalika. He learns it out from an Ezra Pasek, Yish Asha Yishchat. So we learn out from Asha Yishchat that you're not Chayev Anamalika. So there's a different Russia to tell me what Beshamai learned from Zadavar. Dr. Gemara Weiter. So Beshamai Lachshu Gimel Jaitis Minolan. So how do I know, Beishamai, you can be matzanet and give more judges? Now we're going to have a brayta that's very cryptic. And parshas nedarim was not said with them. So Ravasi bar Nosson kashu l'hamasnis. He had no clue what this brayta meant. Didn't find them. Why is this important for the Gemara to tell me? Ravina and Ravashi are not storytellers. Why is it important that the Gemara tell us that he went to look for Ravshashis and didn't find them, and then he followed him to Mechuzah? So the Achronim all speak out in different places in Shas, they say this, that Ravina and Ravashi are interested in trying to tell me how important this was to Ravashi bar Nosson. He just snapshot, he bumped into Rav Sheshes and said, I have a kasha for you. He couldn't sleep at night. It bothered him. What do you do with this brisa? If he can't find Rav Sheshes in Mechuzah, in Adol, you'll have to go to Mechuzah to find them. It showed you how important it was to them. It was worth the trip to Mechuzah to find Abshat in this brisa. Amalai Meyadeh Hashem Nemru. I saw it, Rav Chaska Abramsky says that the Gemara says, in Shabbos, beginning of the second period, that Shmuel didn't know what a word meant. A sailor told it to him. He met a sailor, the Chuseyama, told him that some other country, this is what the word means. So Rav Chaska Abramsky used to say, imagine, Shmuel didn't know the word, so he stood by the bank, by the port, and he waited for sailors to ask them, did they ever heard of this word? That's, how could you move on? He didn't know a word in the Mishnah. So he waited by the port. He learned by the port and waited. Oh, the boat came in. He asked the sailor. That's why I saw the far trip of Kaskabromsky. But it's true of many places in Shabbos. Right. Amalai Mayad Hashem Nemru V'lei Nabi Shabbos Beishas Imoam. V'ksiv Shabbos Imoam. He asked him. V'sum Mayad Hashem Nemru V'lei Nabi Parshas Nadarim Imoam. But Mesit V'ksiv, it's right next to it. Amalai Yahichas. This is what it means. Mayad Hashem Chichikidish Best. Bezin announces Rosh Chodesh so we know when Yom Tov is. Shabbos Bereishis ain't Chichikidish Bezin, and the Rush learns that means that you don't have to get up on Sunday and say Shabbos 7 days, 6 days from now. Mayad Hashem Chichim Mumcha, Vein Parshas Nedarim Chichim Mumcha. That's what the Drasha is. Afilu Bezin the Judges. Aye, Parshas Nedarim Rosh Hamatzis Tziv. I'm a Chodesh Vitaim Rabbi Yechid Meyachid Mumcha. Talking about Yachid Mumcha. I'm Rabbi Chanina Ashayta Gamanas Lamekat. Somebody keeps quiet in order to anger his wife, even though he's not made for that day, but his intention is to be made for. He can be made for up to 10 days, and again, Ad Yumam is not Lav Davka. Masiv Rabba.
He didn't say anything.
But he tells you, that's what I meant. I was keeping quiet in order to anger my wife. We believe him. Why shouldn't he be believed? He's Eidachim Bem and Bisurim. He believed to say something's kosher, so why didn't he believe to say he wanted to be made for his wife's daughter? We trust the Eidechim by all Isser.
Again, he's not allowed to be Mefer
Belev. What?
He's allowed to be Mefer Belev?
No, he wasn't Mefer Belev. It's not Mefer yet. In his mind, he said, I'll do it in 2 weeks from now. I'm angry. Let her stew a little bit. His intention is to be Mefer, but he was not Mefer Belev. That's what Kanina is saying. Now, we spent a whole hour and a half trying to slug him up, and we do. But that's what he's saying, exactly. That it works for B'yayim Shammai. It's exactly what he's saying. He's addressing that issue. Don't think of my right. But you can't slug up Rav Kanina logically. We have to bring a brisa. Can't just say, it doesn't make sense. He says it. Masiv Rav. Amos Hayam Rubal, Mesabal, and the strength of Lucius Lav. This man Shaloy Shamabal, he didn't hear it. Shashama Vishasak. And he died that day. He's supposed to be omeis by b'yayim. That's what the Bach says back the first time we had this brisa on Ayin on Samaches. And Aisha Shama v'Hafer. Av Shama v'Kayim is Shama v'Shasuk omeis b'yayim shalachrov. And Yochel Hafer because it's already past Yom Shamay. My law b'shaisek of Naslamekat. It says shaisek. Isn't that include shaisek of Naslamekat? Even if he does it for angry, but he kept quiet. Right? B'shaisek of Naslamekayim. But we Yochel Hafer Shama v'Kayim. If it's Naslamekayim. It's like Chaim. Ela b'shaisek stam. He had no intention either way. Just kept quiet. He hadn't made up his mind. And it's automatic. Hakama. That's what the brides are saying. Masa Rav Chisda chayme behekim behefer behefer behekim. It's a chumra and hakama over afara and afara over hakama. Chayme behekim sh'ashtikim mechayem as v'ashtikim mevatalas. Chay b'li b'chayim hover b'li b'ayin amufer. This is what we talked about before.
What is the benefit of Mekhe?
I'm sorry.
It's the stringency of Mefir.
That you can't do it in your heart. That's what it's saying. And if you keep quiet, it's not a mufer. Kaim and Yagal Hafer. We said for chat, mufer, believe it, we already talked about it. Kaim and Yagal Hafer, Hachal Yagal Kayam. Tani Shashtika Mekayamas. My lab is Shashtika Manasla Mekad. It says Shtika. It doesn't say for what. No, it's Shashtika Manasla Kayam. Haidu Kayam Belibai. Kayam Kayam. It'll be Shashtika Stam. So that's the end of the brisa. But once the brisa said one half, it didn't say the other half. The brisa started off that there's a chumra and a far over a comma, and the brisa never finished. In fact, the Gemara asking, what is the chumra of a far over a comma? I'm Rabbi Yechon, Nishalom ala hekav, and Nishalom ala hafer. You can remove a comma, you can't remove a far. Masa Rav Kahana. We're asking a kasha on Rav Kanina. V'machrish ha'ash l'isha b'chaisik b'nas l'meikin ha'kos b'davar. It says Beferish, Hashaisek Manas Lamekat is Hakama. Not a Hasmik, can be made for later. Atoim Beshaisek Manas Lamekat and Beshaisek Manas Lakayim. Shaim Bekakashla Beshakashla, Habeshaisek Manas Lakayim Akasim Adaber. Manu Kayim Hakashla Isha Beshaisek Manas Lamekat. It says Beferish in the Brisa, that Shaisek Manas Lamekat Akasim Adaber, that you can't be made for later on. Brisa speaks it out. So, like Rav Chanina, you don't like Rav Chanina. The Brisa doesn't. Just to slug up for him. Frank the Gemara will come up, Bishaisik Manasakaima, Bishaisik Stam. There's three Patregas. Why are we jumping from one to the third? Go to the second. Call your Sayyid Sayyid, there's Hakresh, Hakresh. Three Hakresh, quiet. Makayim, Stam, Mekat. All three, it's Hakama if he doesn't do it that day. Masav Rabba. Nadrim Hashaycha, she made a netter as it was getting dark. May for Lach, Lach, Hashaycha, Shem, Lachafer, Bachashaycha, and Yachal Lachafer. Listen, he wants to be made for it. It's not his fault the clock's running out of him. Why is that different than Shaitzik to get his wife angry? Chufta. Masa Ravashi. Yidei ani sheyesh nedarim. My husband says, I knew there were nedarim. But v'ein yidei sheyesh mafirim. I never knew I had the power to be made for. Therefore, the Yom Shammai is the day he finds out that he can be made for and yafir. Yidei ani sheyesh mafirim. V'ein yidei sheyesh neder. I didn't know that was the type of neder that I can be made for. Remei reimer lo yafir. Not Yom Shammai. He heard the neder. He knew he could be made for. He was lacking a technicality. Not enough of a technicality to give him the right of Afara. So three slug ups on Rav Chanina.
Why isn't one enough?
What?
Why isn't one enough?
So I spoke out that the Rashbam in Pesachim says, and it could be others saying over here as well, that in case we find that this brisa is mistaken, which could happen, so if you only had one, then you're left without a shluga. What? Either that or exactly. So this way, we basically make sure that we're beyond that. If we wouldn't find another brisa, we would say tshuva even with one. But if you can find more, it lessens the chances considerably that it's a mistake. If I don't bathe, if I adore, if I don't adore, we have no idea what the debtor is at this point. I'm Reb Yaisi Ein Eilu Nidri Eir Nefesh. Notice he argues on the Nidarim that they're not Eir Nefesh. Ve'elu Ein Nidri Eir Nefesh. I'm Rekainim Paris Eilu Malai. Hayzeh Yochel Ha'af. For Paris Medina Zu'alai. And again, it's not his country. Yavim Medina Acheres. Because they speak out. If it's his country, why is it different than the store that gives him credit? It's much easier to get produce from your own country, from your own Medina, than to go from somewhere else. So it is, the difference is if it's Indiana or Pennsylvania, they're both out of state. Because it's easier, the guy extends him credit. And that's going to be a Gemara's Kasha later on, that the Mishnah repeats that it should be IC two times. It starts on a Rabbi IC and comes back, Divrei Rabbi IC. So do more fact. Did we in the Nevis to the Mayfer? Shame that Eden Nevis ain't the Mayfer? But time we learned by Nishla Ishta Ben Avlabitai. Malama Chabal Mayfer in the time Shabbat Nar Lubena. And the same is true for a father, according to the Rav Yeshita, both Eden Nevis and Ben Ar Lubena. And for the Gemara, Amri. Halayim Valay Mayfer. It can be made for Eden Nevis and Ben Ar Lubena. Eden Nevis made for Lila. Havayim Bem Eden Nevis, if it's only Ben Ar Lubena, could it is who say when she's under him, Havi Avara. See, Megarish law. Once he divorces her, there's no Beinoi Lebeinoi anymore. Chayel Alo Nidra. So basically what he's doing is, he's being made for means, he's putting it aside during our marriage. While we're married, you can't do this because it affects our relationship. So the Torah allows him to push the netter, put it on the shelf, but the netter is not gone. Unlike Inri Nefesh, the netter is gone. In fact, the Gemara, Chayel Alo Bedoim Shemeinu Lebeinoi, Shein Bem Inri Nefesh. But the Gemara explains, but by Inri Nefesh, it's not on the shelf. It's gone. It's over. It's done. In fact, the Gemara, but it's not true. Are you telling me it's on the shelf and as soon as he divorces her, it kicks in? But if a woman bans Maitzi Adair to her husband, Yafir Shemi Yagashenra to Asurulai. Al Moki Megarish Law Mefer Lamikar Havi Afara. So we see when he's Megarish and he's Mefer, it is Afara. So we see that meaning it works even post-marriage. That's a Beinoi Lebeina. It's not an Inri Nefesh. And we say, be made for her so you can take her back. How can you take her back? The minute you divorce her, it's over. It's gone, the Afara. And in comes the Netter. And therefore, you can't be made for later. And for the Gemara, we're going to tweak this. You're right. The Netter is not put on the shelf till after the marriage is over. Al Nidri Nevesh Mefer Bein La'atzma Bein La'acherim. Ein Bem Yinu Nevesh La'atzma Mefer. He can cancel the netter vis-a-vis himself. Meaning, it's not on the shelf till the marriage is over. It's always canceled vis-a-vis himself. For the rest of both of them lives, it is canceled vis-a-vis them, but not vis-a-vis anybody else. Right? Case in point, which I didn't say during the week. A woman bans herself in Tashmi Shamita. For whatever reason. Right. Now, that's a Beinoi Lebeina. It's not an Inri Nefesh. She's not afflicted. She doesn't want Tashmi Shamita, so it's not an Inri Nefesh for her. Right. So Teret says, it's a Beinoi Lebeina. So he cancels it. Now she's divorced from him. And she wants to marry somebody else. Now that netter is not Mufer. Even though he was made for it, it's as long as they have a relationship. Now, as long as she doesn't marry somebody else, he can go marry her again. Because vis-a-vis him, that netter is not there. But vis-a-vis any other husband, too late. She can go be matur it. There's an other option out there called Ataris Nadarim. But that for sure wouldn't be chal. That's a big child. It depends how she words it. But that's going again. She was saying, there's going to be a Mishnah later on. Netulanim and Yehudim. I am totally removed. I want no relationship with any Jew. Or anybody. It depends, really. So that's the case of the Mishnah. So it's a Beinoi Lebeina. So it's Shaila is what happens if she wants to marry somebody else. Again, there's an option called Hataras Nadarim. But it's not Hafara. Zog to Gemara. What do you mean, im erchatz? Even according to the Rabbanon, who later on say, you can be made for a netter before it's chal, if the netter has inu nefesh, it's only if the condition also has inu nefesh. And the Gemara at this point understands that Rechitza is no inu nefesh. So don't bathe. And if she does bathe, I'll be made for it then. But what's the, why the im erchatz makes it sound like he can be made for right away? He can't. Rabbi Yaisi responds, it's not inu nefesh. Yes, it is. The netter is inu nefesh. What?
I thought we were talking about the condition.
Again, Rabbi Yaisi is not responding to the condition. He says, the netter you're talking about is not inu nefesh. Not true. Ella. Rechitza is in her nefesh. If I bathe once, it should be usher forever. So now, according to the Rabbanon later on, you can be made for this. Because the netter is in her nefesh. The tanai is in her nefesh. If I bathe, that not bathing is in her nefesh. So therefore, you can be made for it right away. That's why you can be made for it. Rechitza is in her nefesh, and it's telling me if she made a netter of im echatz, aban rechitza, he's allowed to be made for right away. So the Gemara, mishamachi made for law, leichita v'tirchetz, mitzrayim ha'as rechitza law, loy tirchetz is lamiv law. It's already in her nefesh, so he can be made for before the netter kicks in. Rabbi Yaisi Zabar, evshet loy rechitza, l'niv loy chashina. He holds rechitza is not in her nefesh. Not in her nefesh. And therefore, there's no hafaras nedar. Now, what he should have said, and this is what bothers the Gemara. Yehachi, listen, Yehachi. Rabbi Yisai mitznai zei ba inu nefesh. See, by Rabbi Yisai responding to the neder, right? Now, Rabbi Yisai responding to the neder, not to the tznai, it seems to imply that the tznai is unimportant. But Rabbi Yaisi is concentrating. He says, you say the netter is in your nefesh. I say the netter is not in your nefesh. But the Rabbanan also included that the tanai has to be in your nefesh. Rabbanan. He responds to the netter. Ain elu nidre in your nefesh. Now what he should have said is that the tanai is not in your nefesh. Meaning he should have told me, you Rabbanan are allowing that foreign now, even though the netter didn't kick in, because the tanai has in your nefesh.
Would agree
only
one day.
Nobody said a word about one day. That's the final tariff to the Gemara. We're not there yet. You're way ahead of the game. So therefore, Rabbi Yaisi should respond and say the tanai is not in your nefesh. By responding to the neder, he's saying the tanai doesn't bother me. It should bother him. Because Rabbanan need a tanai of inu nefesh. So he should say your tanai doesn't work. And we would understand that the netter doesn't work either, because if the tanai is not in your nefesh, Jesus, the netter is the same thing. And for the Gemara, El Damra Nasuchitza Lai, the Oilam Emerchat Hayoim. And one day, Rabbanon is saying, it's not in your nefesh, but it's nevel. And therefore, he can be made for the netter. Because the netter is forever. The day is for nevel. Rabbi Yaisi Sabra, nevel, Abachitza, the way Rabbi Yaisi, the rush is gyrus. Rabbi Yaisi Sabar. He doesn't like the gyrus of that. So he says the right gyrus is. Rabbi Yaisi Sabar, no, he's not talking about one day. Because that makes it sound that he agrees that Rechitza Lailam is nevel. Rabbi Yaisi holds Rechitza is not nevel, period. Rabbi Yaisi Sabar, Loishme Nivul, period. That's all he says. Not Nivul. The whole Rechitza is not Nivul.
Not even one day.
This is as far as we got. Everybody should have a wonderful day, and I guess we're back here.